So today's sugya is going to be the last on the topic of Birchas Hananim, namely the question whether or not Birchas Hananim is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. So typically, the way it's understood among the brachas that we have many types of brachas, there are only one, maybe two brachas that are really d'oraisa, according to everybody. Birchas Hamazon, benching, is definitely d'oraisa, the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, benching is d'oraisa, and according to most Rishonim, Birchas Torah is also a mitzvah d'oraisa. Those are the only two that everybody agrees upon, and therefore in those situations, if a person wasn't sure, he's suffic, whether or not he said the benching, or whether or not he said Birchas Torah, we have to go back and say it, because suffic d'oraisa l'chumra. The question is whether Birchas Hananin is a d'oraisa d'rabbanan, and most people will tell you the answer is that Birchas Hananin is actually only a d'rabbanan, and I'd like to discuss that sugya this morning. So, we saw the Gemaras. The Gemara went through a number of different sources of how do we know you're supposed to say Birchas Hananim. We should know the pasuk now, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. We learn the Kal V'Chomer. If a person says a bracha when he's full, he should certainly say bracha when he's not full. And we saw at the end of the day, the Gemara had the Svara, when a person, it's Aser Lo Le'adam Shiyahana Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. It's forbidden for a person to enjoy anything in this world without saying a bracha. So those are the various sources we saw thus far on Daf Lamed Hey, whether or not, or at least how we know you say Birchas Hananim. So Tosas already tells us on the page here, when it comes to this Kal V'Chomer, if a person says a bracha when he's full, he should certainly say a bracha when he's hungry, K'shu Saveya Mevarech, K'shu Rav, Lo Kol Shigein. So Tosas points out, Lav Kal V'Chomer, that's not a real Kal V'Chomer. And a real Kal V'Chomer, had it been a real Kal V'Chomer, it would be a Din D'oraisa. The Lach is, it's brought down Machlokas Ramam Ramban, actually, that when you have the Yugimel Midos Shatona Jeshus Behen, Rabbi Shmuel, they say in the morning, the 13 Midos, the way we learn drushes in the Torah, Kal V'Chomer and Gezer Shava, there's Machlokas Ramban Ramam, whether or not that creates a Din D'oraisa. So we're going to assume right now a Kal V'Chomer is a Din D'oraisa. If I have a good Kal V'Chomer that there's no flaw, then it's going to be a good Kal V'Chomer and it will result in a D'oraisa. So if I read this Gemara, at this stage where we're holding that Kal V'Chomer tells me that you're supposed to say a bracha Birchas Hananim, it should really be a Din D'oraisa. So Tosafot says that's not true, the Kal V'Chomer is not a D'oraisa, because Im Kein, had it been a real D'oraisa, then the issue would be about Keri, who's not allowed to say certain brachos, he should have to say the Birchas Hananim. A Baal Keri can't learn Torah, according to some opinions in the Gemara, he can't say certain brachos, but he's allowed to bench. He actually has to bench, even though he's a Baal Keri. Why? Because benching is a D'oraisa. So Birchas Hananim were also to be a D'oraisa, so then he should also have to say a Birchas Hananim. And for the fact that the Gemara says a Baal Keri does not say a Birchas Hananim, tells us that Birchas Hananim is not a D'oraisa, it's actually a Din D'rabbanan. And that's Tosos Raya. Ah, but doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that a Baal Keri is supposed to say Birchas Hananim? Maybe that indicates that Rabbi Yehuda himself thinks that Birchas Hananim is a D'oraisa? There's no Rabbi Yehuda hold, he understands the sugya entirely differently. I don't want to explain now, but there's something called Hilchos Derech Eretz. There's this category called Hilchos Derech Eretz that Rabbi Yehuda, even though a Baal Keri can't normally learn Torah, Hilchos Derech Eretz is a different category he may learn, and Birchas Hananim falls in that category, for an exception. But Tosus concludes that Birchas Hananim is in fact a Din D'rabbanan, and the Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara at least suggests is not a real Kal V'Chomer. Then the Gemara goes on to say it's not really learned in the Kal V'Chomer, it's really based on the Svar. The Svar is that a person cannot enjoy the world until he asks permission. I can't tell you steal your food, I can't use your property, I need to ask your permission. This whole world is Hashem's property. If I want to engage it, if I want to enjoy it, I need to ask Hashem's permission. The Birchas Hananim is a Matir. So says Tosus, the very last Tosus in the Daf, Lamed Hey, Ela Svarhu, Asla Adam Shiyahana Vachule, Vikra, the Nasav Le'el, the Pasuk we mentioned earlier, Esmachta Ba'alma, the Pasuk earlier that we brought, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, that was only an Esmachta, Vagmar Hayasavar Mitchila de Limud Gamarhu. The Gemara initially thought it was a real Limud, but in the end of the day, it's only a Svara. Now, is it only a Svara? Or is the Svar telling me it's actually a Din D'oraisa Svara? The Tosus doesn't really tell us whether it's a Svar D'oraisa or Svar Midrabanim. He just tells us that the limud earlier was only d'rabbanan. But what does the Svar tell us? The pashas is, if I'd ask any of you to learn this Gemara, the fact that the Gemara threw out the pasuk, the Svar would only be a din d'rabbanan. That would be the pashas. That would be the simple reading of the Gemara.
Say that again. When a suffix supports a pasuk, then that means that suffix is considered, not a suffix,
Svara.
I mean the Svar.
No, it doesn't support. The pasuk was rejected. We can't learn from that pasuk. The pasuk was needed for another drasha. Now, why do we say brachas in the end of the day after all the dust has settled? Why do we say bracha? Only because of a svara. So if I read this Gemara, that line of a svar, I would have thought it's a din derabanan. And all Rishonim, almost all Rishonim think that Birchas Hanenin is a din derabanan. So Pnei Yeshua says that's not true. Pnei Yeshua writes,
I'm asking, the rabbi was saying there's two types of svaras. One is considered a svara derabanan, and one is considered a svara deraisa. If the svara is supporting a pusik, it's considered a svara deraisa.
No, so right now we're saying that there are not two types of svaras. A svara, this is a svara. The Gemara gives a svara as why we say a bracha. And the simple understanding of svaras, it's not one of the yud gimel midos shed torah nejesh behem. It's logic. And therefore the conclusion would be it's only a din derabanan. The Pnei Yeshua argues. Pnei Yeshua says, Nira l'nias taiti, I think that even if it's a svara, it's still going to be a deraisa. Like the Gemara assumed initially that there was a real source for Birchas Hanenin. I was looking high and low. Was it based on this pasuk? Was it based on the Kal Vachomer, called the Shilulim? And none of those worked out. The only thing that worked out was a svara, but even in the end of the day, through the svara, says the Pnei Yeshua, he thinks that the Birchas Hanenin is a din deraisa. So the question is, if it's really a Birchas HaTorah, if rather Birchas Hanenin is really deraisa, so what should the halacha be in a suffix? Let's say I ate a piece of bread, or I ate something else, and I wasn't sure if I said the bracha. Do I have to say a bracha now? It's a suffix. The halacha is, you don't say a bracha. Suffix, brachos lahakel. But if it's a din deraisa, what happens if I have to say it again if it's a din deraisa? If I wasn't sure if I said Shema is a deraisa, I have to repeat it. If I wasn't sure if I shook the lulav, I have to shake the lulav. Any deraisa mitzvah that I wasn't sure if I did, I have to do it again. So if it's really a deraisa, like the Pnei Yeshua thinks, I should have to say a Birchas Hanenin again, just in case. So it says to the Pnei Yeshua, in this situation, one cannot be machmir. I'm not allowed to say a bracha that is unnecessary. When I shake the lulav again, when I say Shema, there's nothing at risk there. I'm not doing anything wrong by saying Shema a few times over. If I want to say Shema 8 times throughout the day, that's okay. So if I wasn't sure and I said Shema again, I didn't lose anything by that. Okay, let's say I did say Shema early in the morning, and now I'm repeating it again now, there's nothing lost. I just said Shema 2 times. But let's say I did say the Birchas Hanenin, I said Hamotzi before, and now I'm saying Hamotzi a second time. That's a bracha shena tzricha. That's an extra bracha, unnecessary. And that's saying Shem Hashem levatala. So that's why in this situation, although it's a deraisa, this type of bracha is going to be machmir in not saying it. The chumr is to not say the bracha. That's the conclusion of the Ben Yeshua.
It's not a kula. It is a chumr.
Exactly. The chumr is to not say it because...
Not to say a bracha levatala.
Exactly. Fine.
And how do you differentiate again between that and Shema? How do you know that saying Shema you can say many times and it's not bracha?
There's no bracha that we say.
Saying Hashem's name, though.
But anytime you say Hashem in the context of a pasuk, there's no problem of saying Hashem's name. If I recite a pasuk, Shema, I could say Hashem's name if I complete the pasuk. That's okay. But saying a bracha with Hashem's name only is going to be relevant if it's to accomplish something. If that's been accomplished already, then it becomes a bracha shein tzricha.
So you said say the bracha, but if it was benching, you wouldn't repeat it if you weren't sure?
Exactly. Great question. So Pnei Yeshua himself asks this question. His question is, so when it comes to benching is also brachas, and it's a deraisa. If I forget benching, if I'm not sure if I bench, I should have to repeat it. Great question.
But based on this?
Based on this, you shouldn't have to.
Right.
So Pnei Yeshua himself does address this question, and he says, it's a great point. Pnei Yeshua says, the difference is that benching is really based on a pasuk, and Birchas Hanenin is based on the Svara. Now the Svara Birchas Hanenin is simply, the Chachamim wanted you to say a bracha based on their own Svara, one, it's a Svara deraisa, but Chachamim really implemented the Svara, that they only wanted you to say a Svara when you definitely have to say it. But when you're not sure, they never said the Svara is relevant. When it comes to benching, there's a pasuk, I have to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, the pasuk says, v'achalta, v'savata, v'rachta, then you could invoke safek deraisa l'chumra. When it comes to bracha, so benching is not really a din of a bracha, it's really a din of a mitzvah deraisa. As opposed to Birchas Hanenin, it's about a svara, and they said the svara is only going to be relevant when there's a vadaichi, when I have to definitely say it. The moment there's a suffix, says the Pnei Yeshua, then you don't have to say the bracha. Now, it's a very hard svara to understand. It's very challenging. I don't fully get it myself. I don't fully get it. He's saying there's a difference. The source of saying benching is based on the pasuk v'achalta v'sevata v'rachta, and we have the klal of suffix deraisa l'chumra. And therefore, if you're not sure if you bench, you have to repeat it to mimikai in the mitzvah deraisa. It's based on a pasuk. He's saying there's a difference to Birchas Hanenin, which is not based on a pasuk, it's based on a svara. And now that svara that the Chachamim had created, now the Torah gave them the ability to create that svara was only instituted in a situation where they were vade chayiv to say the bracha. A situation where they weren't sure that the Chachamim never required them to say the bracha.
Say it again.
In a situation where only when they're chayiv vade, only when there's a definite requirement to say the bracha, did they say you have to say birchas nenim. But they said in a situation where there's only a suffix, where you're not sure if you have to say the bracha because you may have said it already, then they never required anyone to say the birchas nenim. Again, I don't fully appreciate it. It's a great question. He addresses this. That's the shita. I don't fully understand it myself, though.
There was one deraisa to say, besides benching, the bracha, but that I don't think was the majority.
What do you mean?
There was one issue that we thought that actually said that it was derisive for the bracha, not for benching. If that was so, then you would have to, if you weren't sure. I forgot who it was, had that one.
Yeah? One okay. But Pnei Yeshua says it's derisive, but you do not have to repeat it in a case of suffix. You're saying you saw someone who says that
right,
in
right,
this case.
It's derisive, but if it's derisive, then it's not, it's just.
Right, that's the Pnei Yeshua's question. That's his very question he's trying to deal with.
Okay.
Now, this concept in general, that when there's a svara, whether that svara will generate a chiv deraisa or derabanan, we found in the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef, one of the Rishonim found in the back of Bava Metzia. He's talking about a Gemara there, in the fourth parak, about whether or not, how does one acquire something in general? How do you make an acquisition? Is an acquisition made through kesef, maos konos, the Gemara says, that Rav Yochanan holds davar Torah, that most konos, and when I give the money to the seller, that has created the acquisition? Or is it through mishicha, through pulling it? And the money is something that you just owe the individual, but the actual kinyan takes place by the pulling. So according to Yochanan, which is who we paskin like, it's davar Torah most konos. So there's no source. So then Mukiyose points out, la mikra yalef, it's not based on any pasuk, ela misvara ba'alma, it's a svara, the bedinhu, shehu konos, kevan, shirov, hakinanam, nasin, bekesem. The way people do commerce is by using money and buying things. Since that's how it's done, it's a svara that kesef, by giving money to the mocher, to the seller, will concretize the actual acquisition. There's no pasuk. And Rabbi Yochanan says.
With acquiring the cave?
That's before Matan Torah. It's a good point. It's before Matan Torah. We do learn things from Kiddushin. It's a very good point. It's a very good point, because we actually do use it as a model of how we know Kesef Kiddushin works. Very good point. I'm not sure. But according to Mukhi Yosef, at least, he found the Pasuk, and he says the only reason why we know that Dover Torah, that on a Deraisa level it works, is based on a Svara. So we see that Svaras do create things on a Deraisa level. Now, Rav Yosef Engel also takes this discussion in the Beis Otzer, one of his many Svarim called the Beis Otzer. He discusses this very concept of whether a Svara can create a chiyuv deraisa or only a chiyuv derabanan. And that's his whole discussion. He's not sure. He brings a number of sources of Kedarko back and forth. And in the end, the last few paragraphs, he points to our sugya. And he says that I could bring a raya that a svara is not deraisa. Because our Gemara concludes that we say birchas nenin based on the svara, that a person can't get hana in this world until he asks permission. That's a svara. And the Gemara seems to conclude, and come out all the Rishonim conclude, that Birchas Nenin is only a Din Dirabanan. So that since it's a Svara, Birchas Nenin is only Dirabanan, the Svaras only create Dirabanan, they do not create Deraisas. But then he points to our very Pnei Yeshua that we saw, who says, no, even though it's based in a Svara, it can generate a Deraisa. He's therefore not sure. He ends up with a Sarch in, whether Svaras are Deraisas or Svaras are Dirabanan. We saw some of them that then Mukhi Yosef Pnei Yeshua thinks clearly that svaras are deraisas, while others think svaras only create a din derabanan. Okay, so that's based on the sugya and daf lamed hay. Now, if we move to daf mem ches mem beis, the Gemara there discusses a number of different sources of other sources we haven't seen yet of birchas nenin being rooted in the Torah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Nassan holds, based on a certain pasuk, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds, I guess I don't need to read the psukim inside here, but there's a machlokas here of different sources, how we know that birchas nenin should be said on their deraisa level. So based on this, it sounds like pashtuses, there are sources, that birchas nenin in fact is a din deraisa. So both the Ritva and the Rashba reject this raya. And Ritva writes, I forget which says which, we don't have them here in the base medrash, but one of them say that these psukim are only asmachta ba'amas. They're not real sources, they're asmachtas ba'ama, and therefore they're not going to be used as real sources that birchas nenin is deraisa. And the other one holds that
what would
psukim
like, just a hint, what was it about again?
The pasuk was, you're supposed to say brach on the bread and the water. Don't say b'erach, ela b'erach.
Ah.
And then the other one is kivoacham ha'ir, kein timtzenen, a long pasuk in the Shmuel Aleph. So these are the two psukim that they argue about as a source of birchas nenin. So one of them says these are not real sources, it's only nesmachta ba'alma. And the other one holds that no, they are real sources, we just don't pasuk in that way. That's why the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey never brought these as sources. If these are real sources, when the Gemara had asked the question in Daf Lamed Hey, the Shiv said, how do you know you say bracha? Well, here's the first Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yitzhak, tell us. The fact that it wasn't brought tells us
that
it's not a real source. Or at least we don't hold of it. Right. It's an opinion. We don't pasken like them.
Which makes it an asmachta.
Well, no, not necessarily true. It could be a real... According to the asmachta, Rabbi Nosson himself, who brings this, only thinks it's an asmachta. According to this other approach, Rabbi Nosson himself actually thinks it's a real source. We just don't hold like him. But Rabbi Nosson actually thought it was a real source. So that's the machlokas, whether Rabbi Nosson himself and Rabbi Yitzchak thought... Yeah, exactly. You know, Rabbi Nosson, the Gemara, thinks it's a birchas nenin, is a deraisa, and this is a real source. We just don't pasken that way. And that's why the Gemara never brought it. The other answer is that even Rabbi Nosson doesn't think it's a deraisa. When he quotes a pasuk, he's only quoting it as an esmachta. Exactly. So, we have a few different places which seem to indicate that it might be deraisa, and most who show him reject it. The svar is not a deraisa, the psukim are not deraisa. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Siftes. This is in the Hilchos B'tzias HaPas, literally breaking bread, all the halachas of making hamotzi, how to cut the bread, how to give out the bread. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Siftes, Im hu mesupach im beir hamotzi, if a person's not sure if he said hamotzi or not, the halacha is, Im lav, if he did or if he didn't, Eino chos mevarach, you don't say the bracha. Again, as we've been saying, Savek brachos lahakel. When it comes to bir chasin, and if I don't know if I said hamotzi, I don't repeat the bracha. Why? What's the svara? Why don't you repeat it?
I don't know, because I kind of like that svara be strict not to repeat Hashem's name.
Unnecessary.
Right.
The bracha shen tzricha. So says the Taz. The Taz says the hamoti is only a din derabanan. It's only a din derabanan, and since it's derabanan, the klal is suffik derabanan the hakel. And even though the Gemara in Brachos, he points out, says a kavachomer, that kavachomer is not a good kavachomer, like Tosos says. So it's a din derabanan. The klal is safek derabanan lahakel.
We learn a lot of stuff that say things are rabanan or deraisa. It says to say the Shema twice a day, but it actually said that these three paragraphs, those rabanan were put together as this is the Shema, the bracha of benching. It says we have to say. Or,
you know, to be thankful. But it didn't say what we have to say.
It's a
rebuttal
put together. So you have this philosophical difference. You know, is it
the
deraisa? Yes, we have to say it. What we say
is
actually always...
Well, so, when it comes to Shema, the psukim, the Gemara say, the psukim themselves are saying, you have to say this. When it's referring to Dvarim Elu, you have to say these words. The Torah itself is telling us...
Okay, so they go to benching.
But the other... The other example, this is a different topic right now about what they say... The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches tells us same thing. Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed is a concept of deraisa according to many Rishonim, but Masal Torah LeChachamim, the Chachamim decided which malachas will be permitted, which are not permitted. Benching is a din deraisa. What do you actually say? The nusach is din derabanan. That's fine. That's a different topic though.
Right. So it's a toss up. When you say you forgot to say something, you have to say something. Couldn't we have just said a one line thing? Thank you, Hashem. For the food that I just ate. You understand?
You're saying maybe there should be an alternate?
The words of benching is really rabbanim, but the actual saying of benching
is derabaisa, so maybe just say it.
But no, but the Chachamim instituted those words because those words were necessary for a number of different reasons. So if you weren't to include those words, you need to say about Mila, Brischa, and Taraska, all these things are necessary, as the Gemara tell us, so you can't just start changing the words around. The concept... So you can't change the nusach of a bracha once the Chacham had established that. So once it's part of it, even though Chacham created those words, they're based on reasons. And you can't just say a simple thank you, that's not going to cut it.
No, I think he's also asking that only when you're in doubt. Maybe there's a short version or something. Is that what you're asking?
But we have a concept in general. We don't change nusach of bracha. Okay. There's an exception when it comes to tefillah. Sometimes you could say havinenu, a short bracha. We don't do this anymore, but a short version of a certain situation, you could say an abridged Shmoneh Esrei. We don't pass in that way. It's a halacha, but we don't really implement it in any situations nowadays. But it's such a concept that exists. Okay, now, so the reason again the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to Safek Bracha, Birchas Hanenin, you don't repeat it, is as the Taz explained to us, because the Birchas Hanenin, the Hamotzi, is only a Din Dirabanan. So if you look in the back of Prima Gadim has comments on the Taz, he has comments on the Magen Avraham. The Mishpat of Zahav is his comment on the Taz, and the Esha of Ram are his comments on the Magen Avraham. So in the Mishpat of Zahav, in that very Taz, he says it's still very possible you could say that Birchas Hanenin is a Din Daraisa. Based on the Svara, or perhaps you might assume the Kavachomer is a real Kavachomer, maybe it's a real Din Daraisa. And even though it's a Din Daraisa, the Shulchan Aruch would still paskin not to say the bracha,
based
not to repeat
the
it.
Idea not to say Hashem's name in vain.
Exactly. So he doesn't use that Svara, but we can use that Svara, even if you assume it's a Daraisa, and you're Sasafik, whether you said Bir Chasanenim, Pnei Yeshua says, don't repeat the bracha because it might be a bracha Shein Tzricha. Now, the Prima Gadim has a different approach. He's going on with it, not using the same concept that we use, but in essence, he's talking about the situation like we had the Machlokas. You remember way back the first year, we had a big Machlokas exactly to the nature of what the nature of Birchas Hanenin was. Remember that Machlokas? Mm-hmm. How does one categorize Birchas Hanenin? Is it a
Hoda'ah or enjoyment?
Or Matir. Close. Either to a, or you're right, the matir of the enjoyment. Is it birchas shevach v'odah? It's a way of thanking Hashem before eating? Or is it really asking permission? It's being matir in iser. So based on those two categories, he says it's totally on that. If it's about hamatir, we already saw this in Rabbi Kivega, if you remember from that first year. If the whole nature of birchas nenen is a matir, so then in a suffix, I should have to ask permission. It's still awesome for me to engage in this. But if you assume, and he's assuming the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that it's really a birchas v'odah v'shevach, it's a mitzvah asay to say thank you. In the case of a safek, then it's probably better not to say it. Or if I didn't say the bracha, what do I lose out on? I missed a mitzvah. I missed an opportunity. But on the other hand, I also have a bracha shein tzricha. So let's say, for example, I'm not sure if I shook the lulav or not. And I don't shake the lulav. What's the worst thing that happens? I just missed a mitzvah. I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with me not doing lulav. I just missed an opportunity of getting a mitzvah.
But that's worse.
Why is that worse?
I heard from Rabbi Miller's. He said it's much worse. He says because you could do tshuva on something you do wrong. A missed opportunity is a missed opportunity for the life.
Now, on Hashkafa and Musa, it's a different story. Maybe, I'm not saying maybe. It's a different story. But on the area of halacha right now, if I missed the opportunity of wearing tzitzis, and tefillin's a different story, but tzitzis and lulav and sukkah, yeah. I missed the mitzvah. It's a terrible thing. I'm not encouraging that, obviously. But it's worse, without forget Rabbi Miller for a moment, it's worse. No, it's a different perspective. The hashkaf is a different perspective than the halacha.
Okay.
But in terms of violating an iser, if I were not to do, let's say, get a bris milah, or not to do karban pesach, that's a serious iser. Those are a chiv karis if I don't do those mitzvahs. If I don't do tzitzis, I just miss a mitzvah.
Right.
So in the case of if you categorize a birchas nenen as a birchas hodah, shevach v'hodah, if I don't do that, I just missed an opportunity. So it's not so bad. But if I understand the birchas nenen is a matir, and if I don't say bracha, I'm eating something that's usher to me, and then that's a serious thing. So says the Prima Gadim, even if you assume that Shulchan Aruch thinks that Birchas Hanenin is a Din Daraisa, he would still paskin Safek L'Hakel. Because he assumes
it's... Go ahead, say it again.
Even though the Shulchan Aruch is very possible, he could still hold that Birchas Hanenin is a real Din Daraisa. And he could still at the same time paskin Safek, not to repeat it, because he's assuming that the nature of Birchas Hanenin is a Birchas Shevach V'odah. It's a positive mitzvah. If I miss it, so I miss the positive mitzvah. Not so bad. Better for me to miss a positive mitzvah than to repeat the bracha possibly and a bracha shein tzricha. That's
before.
Exactly. That's all the Prima Gadim says is all out. Okay. So that's all for the nature of birchas hanenin, whether it's a deraisa or derabanan. Now there's another discussion. So we said in the beginning that there are two brachas at most rishonim. Everyone agrees that benching is a din deraisa. Came out, all Rishonim think that Birchas HaTorah is also Din Daraisa. Now we're seeing that Birchas HaNenin may also be Din Daraisa. There are a few Shittas think, Pnei Yeshua, possibly Prima Gadim think that Birchas HaNenin is also Din Daraisa, but most Rishonim think it's a Derabanan. What about Mein Shalosh? What about the Bracha of Al Michya? What about that? So that's a discussion, again, we don't have a Rashi in the base Medrash here, but based on the Sugya and Daf Lamed Hey, we learn the Shakya HaTorah very well. It seems to be
that at one stage here, it's very clear that the Gemara assumes that the bracha Ein Shalosh is a din deraisa also. Right, when the Gemara is talking about, we learn the source of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem is the source of bracha. And the Gemara says, that all makes sense for the bracha afterwards. What about the bracha beforehand? And the Gemara went to look for a bracha for beforehand. So why was it, when the Gemara used Hal Kodesh Hilulim as a source for bracha, why did the Gemara assume that it's referring to the bracha after and not the bracha beforehand? Because the Gemara says, Rashi explained, because we already have benching out there. Benching is a given, everybody agrees. Benching after you've eaten bread, you say bench. You bench and say din deraisa. So too, based on that svara, Kodesh Hilulim tells me that you also say bracha afterwards when you have wine. Wine's a bracha main shalosh, you say. Ala gafen, rapir gafen. So that we see, based on this, that Kodesh Hilulim, at this stage, Kodesh Hilulim is a source of saying the bracha of main shalosh, al hamichi, al hagafen, all those brachas, is a bracha deraisa based on Kodesh Hilulim. And that's what the Rashba points out. The Rashba concludes that bracha main shalosh is also din deraisa. Now, it might be that only in this stage of the Gemara, when we're still using Kodesh Hilulim as a source, and Lamaskana, when we use a svara, that's all rejected, but the Rashba concludes, even Lamaskana, that the bracha main shalosh is a din deraisa. There's Rashi later on daf memdala mun alef, with the medayik from Rashi, it sounds like he thinks that it's not a deraisa. If you look in the Rambam, it's very clear, at least in the Kesef Mishnah.
The first one was who? The second one is Rashi?
The Rashba is the one who says it's deraisa, and Rashi implies it's the derabana, but he's not so clear about that. But it's much clearer in the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, keep in mind, is the author also of the Shulchan Aruch. So, did I take out the right volume here? I did not.
The third opinion, it's
deraisa. We're working in the category of bracha main shalosh, right? And the Rashba holds it's the deraisa. Rashi implies it's derabanan, and we're going to see the Rambam in just a moment that holds it's also a derabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis says as follows: Kol ha-brachos ha'elu, all the brachas he had just mentioned. We'll see what that means in a second. He's referring to birchas hanenin. All those brachas, he writes, im nistapik lo behem, im berech lo, if you're not sure if you said that bracha or not, berech eino choz mevarech. If you're not sure if you said the bracha or lo berech, the halacha is eino choz mevarech, lo mitchila lo besof. You do not say bracha both in the beginning, nor do you say bracha at the end either. So we already know about the beginning, berech hasenen, and everybody paskins, you don't say bracha before, and if you're not sure, whether it's because it's derban, or because bracha shenet shicha. But afterwards, he says also, if a person isn't sure, safek brachos lahakel. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, mashma.
Whether it's motzi or brin fashos or anything.
Exactly. Mashma shehu sover, that the Rambam holds, shafilu bracha main shalosh eino mina Torah, vafil alamichya. Even alamichya, even the bracha main shalosh, is also not going to be a din deraisa. That's why at the end, safek brachos, the person wasn't sure if he said main shalosh, he does not go ahead and say it. So it's clear from the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam that one does not say it again, and it's a birchas. It's only a bracha midirabanan against the Rashba. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Resh Tes Siv Gimel. Kol habrachos. This is the language of the Rambam. Kol habrachos im nistapik im berichim lav. The halacha is, Einu mevarech lo b'tchilu lo b'sof. You don't say bracha in the beginning, you don't say bracha at the end. Chutz, with the exception, what's the only exception you repeat a bracha when it comes to food? Chutz mi birkas hamazon mipnei shu shel Torah. Because it's shel Torah, since benching is a din deraisa, one has to go ahead and say the bracha in the case of a safek.
And how do they answer that? Wait, it's going to be, you're risking saying a bracha.
Right, so that was the discussion, that was Rav's question also before. That was the Pnei Yeshua, it's bracha and shen tzucha, that's a concern, it's a very good question. So the Pnei Yeshua seems to, again, he's struggling with this a little bit, but there's a couple of assumptions. Number one is it really considered bracha levatala? When a person says a bracha again, repeats
again.
It, he says thank you again.
Potentially,
okay, exactly, it's a suffix. So bracha latala, if I say a bracha, that's vaday a bracha levatala. Let's say I'm not sure. I want to do the right thing. I'm doing it really to praise Hashem. So it's not really considered bracha levatala or bracha shenetzicha. I really do need it somewhat. So when it's a deraisa, I could be machmir, the din deraisa, because it may not even be a bracha shenetzicha. But when it's only birchas hanenin, which is only din derabanan, so then the what I need to accomplish, the derabanan, is not strong enough to override the potential bracha shein etzricha. Now, according to Bnei Yeshua, it's a little bit more difficult because he even thinks that birchas hanenin is also deraisa. That's why he's kind of struggling the difference between the two. But according to how we typically paskim, birchas hanenin is derabanan. It's much easier to figure this out. So on that halacha, the Taz brings down, ubetur kasav de birchas main shalosh have deraisa al shivas haminim. The chayin kasav beis yosef b'shem ha'arash b'varash. He says, if it comes to birchas main shalosh on the shivas haminim, it is a deraisa, the Torah quotes, based on the Rashba. And therefore concludes the Taz, roi lachol yirei shemayim, sheyochel od me'osa min, v'yivarach achrav yosef gam al safek shelo. So in the end of the day, what should a person do? Person is not sure if he said a bracha or not. And he, let's say he had, he had pomegranates. He wasn't sure if he said a bracha. The best option to do is bracha achrona. Exactly. So the best advice is, since there's some shittas who hold that's a really deraisa, and therefore one should have to say the bracha main shalosh, you should go out and find another shivas haminim, go find dates or something, or figs, eat a kazais of that, and be mechayv a bracha main shalosh on the dates and figs, and have in mind the pomegranates that you're not sure if you said the bracha. Because there are some opinions, like we saw, that hold actually Birach Main Shalosh is in fact the deraisa to Biyotze Moshitas. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. He assumes that Birach Main Shalosh is the only derabanan, but we should try to be as best as possible to Yotze all Shitas if we can, and therefore to get a person into a Chiv deraisa of the other fruits. That's the best advice.
But so, that wasn't available.
Not available. We go like the Shulchan Aruch, not the same. Very good.
I had that same question, but it's a more of a difficult question on Mizonos. It's an easy question on a little Shevis Aminim, because you don't have to have a lot. You just have to have a little, right?
Right. So your question...
What do you do on Mizonos? You have to eat again?
Good question. I need to look at the Mishnah Berurah. I believe he says as follows, I think. In a situation, let's say you had Mizonos, Al HaMichya, if you get some fruits, Shevis Aminim fruits, pomegranates, and you're saying Al Eitz, you can then include Al HaMichya as well. I believe so. I have to look it up again, but I believe so. Okay, so we'll stop here.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. If you didn't have the fruit.
I know slipping in the makes sense, but he's saying you have to eat a whole other share.
Of Mizonos, if you don't have...
Well, enough cake, no, because if you're not sure about cake, eating more Mizonos won't necessarily help, because you might not be chayv in the... Well, you have to say bracha rishon is the question, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure.
No, you mean again.
Right.
Oh, so there you say...